Kindergarten da man sagt das bei bekommen dafür gimmel gimmel am basic und das nach dem nach dem das gut wird wird die morgen amal rabbe rabbe says tradish zika the tide of the damages which says above this is wisa avagab that of my fash must need even he explains the halacha the mishnah that not like what actually has me'ila but actually he quotes it as din me'ila and the loyalty must need could basically does not explain the halacha mishnah like basically where he would say that you would be able to be chayiv on something that has kodesh, it has to be something that's not kodesh at all. So how could you have the case of tadesh azika? Basically, he says, you're right. Although he doesn't explain the mishnah like that, but here he would be going like in Rabbi Yisrael Lili's opinion. Next to Nasla, begin with the Gemara, that Shanem, like it says in the passage, who would be Bala Behemoth? Oh, you see, it says Bebalo has to be the same owner the whole time, which places near the Lama Behuid Kedavish. Although it says the word Bebalo over there, it's not going on the Behuid Bebalo. The High Behuid, this that it says that he was testified against. Lo Adam Be'ed Destroys in Lasakle. That's not about testimony that they do to stone him Kim Liadu to make it into Shermud in the first place. But Mesipa the Krokodosh, rather, the Drash is from the end of the Pasik. The Sibit says in the Pasik, Vashchari, Sakle Nox gets stoned. And the Chemash Malish in the park, it's sort of from the Gemara's question, it sounds like, well, I show you Sakal, but Gemara didn't look at it. You see, it's not just Talmud, but it's Gemara. And you see, it's from the end of the Pasuk that we're learning out that it has to be the same owner and not from Behud Bevalov. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara, Chatz HaShut Vel Chai Bal Shin Malrego. A shared courtyard, there's going to be a liability for Shem Berego, which, B'michedes L'Peres, where it's designated for produce, B'lei L'Shvarem, and not for oxen. That's where Pligi, that's where we have the Machlekes, the Muchach, Beseb, Sugya, that's obvious from the end of the Sugya on the Fidalim and Alf. Where the Pligi, the Machlekes is because of the Rebzeh, Brugid Abaya, where Rebzeh has a question, Abaya has an answer, and that's what their Machlekes would be regarding such a case. How do you qualify it, like a Besteacher or not? Now, says Taisel Fizeh, based on this, Hayachal Rav Chiz Lafarash HaMishnah, so Rav Chiz could have explained the Mishnah, Kamalish Mefarash HaBalaza, really the way, even according to Rebbe Loza. The Farish, he would explain that Rishos HaNizik VeHamazik, that what does this mean, that it's a sheared courtyard for both of them, that designates for fruits and for oxen. Where the Merchant of Chazah Patra, Chazah would agree that Patra, because that's not considered as a Steacha. Now, we can see in the Kamon, the Gersa later on David Dalud, is that Amalach Rebbe Loza, it says, but it's logical, Masnitin Mile Pligi. So that you think that a Braisa doesn't disagree? So it depends what the Gersa is over there. That Gersa sounds like that it's Rebbe Loza responding, saying, yes, I know that what you're quoting is not like me, but there's a Braisa that does say like me. You know, Milas from the Gersa, like I remember, according to those Gersa, is that the text is Retizbra, it's logical, Mastin Miplik, you think that the Mishnah is disagreeing? Ubaseb Gersa, in the end of the Gersa, is Elikitanya, he, rather, when do we learn that, etc. Which Bechozim and Rebbe Loza is often the words of Rebbe Loza, which Tzarech Lem, which you have to say it, the Pligi B'Mechetz L'Pech L'Shvarim, that they disagree in the case of when it's designated for fruit and for ox. And Rebbe Brusha, and what the Gemara is saying is, it's logical, me Pligi, you think that there is a disagreement, but then we learn the Braisa, obviously the Braisa is not disagreeing. When it said this, was a certain type of case. So it says, according to this Gersa, so lo yiyeh tchilas of sugi kamei b'maskanam. It comes at the beginning of sugi, not like the maskanam, pligi b'kush abzer b'brigad abaya, where they disagree regarding the kesh abzer and the answer abaya. And that the Gemara didn't have it in the same understanding. And the reason for this is because, according to the second Girsa, Rebbe Loza responded that his words were only said by Chaz Mechetz L'Peres HaShvarim, and that's the situation that Rebbe Chizah disagrees with him. So you have to explain that the end of the word, or the Gemara over there, that they disagree by Chaz Mechetz L'Peres and not L'Shvarim, so obviously he's disagreeing with the beginning of the Gemara over there, and therefore it does not follow the same vein. Next, there's not the beginning of the Gemara, Keshizik Chabamazik. What are these words coming? Say Lasu Keren, it's coming to Kodamazik with Keren. So it says, Tem, we can say, who according to him, it's not extra. Where does he know Keren for Shmuel? And all these other teachings, which Rav is saying you're learning out from this. But more about the Braise that says, we have a Braise that explicitly Gemara quotes, that it's coming to include all the things. Well, Kashal Chiz is difficult, because that's just a continuation of the statement that said, that B'shus HaNizik L'Mazik, to say that you can be Chayv. Hashem does what he says, no, according to him, there's also extra. Ktav Matzal Misti, you could have just said in a simpler terminology, but initially, Kesha Hezicha B'Maz didn't have to say those words, and therefore those extra words for him is also going to be Rebbe. But Achkash, what difficult is, L'Shmuel Tikshah B'Reisa, that according to Shmuel, Al Kapanim, that according to Shmuel, that he explains that the Reish of the Mishnah doesn't bring Karen, and it's in the Seva that's including it, but the Braisa that the Gemara brings is, you see that is coming to tell us all these other halachas, not Karen. That would be difficult, according to Shmuel, that says that it's teaching us Karen and not all these other things. We accepted that regarding that it shouldn't get harmed, but not that it shouldn't harm others. That was the case the Gemara explained it. But says Taisus, Ibchul Matzlamema, you couldn't say the exact opposite interpretation to Azkit to the Shah of the Mashal, where let's say the share of the borrower gored the ox of the lender. And the Kugan Chikibaloshmetal Zaka, but he only accepted the other way around. That he only accepted that it will not damage. Valiki Baloshmetal's Kobe did not accept that it for it to be damaged, because the Mutla Shikhu, that's not common. That the Shah will not take responsibility for the Mashal's own share that he's borrowing. Although that if it, when you recognize that the ox is gores, I mean say pekashashnagadabhid later on the Mayama base Tamil, so we presume the loy also Iu Mazikahini Kibalalao Dasakhima Maskilela the Dela Kibala, that actually he's not taking responsibility for it because it's an akin. So it says that's by other shaman. But Bashal Shaklamach Bashal, it's not really applicable. We generally assume the Shah gets kala no shaloi. We presume he's gonna take responsibility for the ox that he's borrowing, and therefore we could not have explained the case in the opposite type of way.